Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Cecchi today as we get closer and closer to the big day of Christmas. We have a fun show for you this week. My first guest is a pal of ours for many years. Funny comedian Louis Anderson will be here. Lieutenant General Pete Osman will be joining us from the United States Marine Corps talking about Toys for Tots. The Great Christmas Light Fight is on ABC. Carter Osterhaus will be here to talk about it. Then we're going to go to a live tree farm. Ashley Hall and Taylor Colmes talking about how you should have a live Christmas tree this holiday season. From Twisted Sister, next hour, Dee Snider with a Christmas tune. Lovely Cindy Lauper will be joining us. Mr. Wonderful from the Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary, and Dr. Amna Hussein talking about how to get through the holidays with COVID. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Cecchi today.
Hi, I'm the nutritionist known as the Diet Diva, Tara Collingwood, here to explain why almonds are a great choice during National Healthy Skin Month, which is recognized each November. Research shows that eating almonds may help benefit skin by reducing wrinkles, skin pigmentation, and damage from UVB rays. A study found that postmenopausal women who ate 2 ounces of almonds a day over 3 months had a 16% reduction in wrinkle severity and a 20% reduction in uneven skin tone. Another study from UCLA showed that Asian American women, 18 to 45, who snacked on just 1.5 ounces of almonds daily increased their skin's resistance to UVB rays. Eating almonds may increase protection from sun damage along with applying sunscreen. As we age, people spend so much time on our daily skincare routine, but who knew that snacking on almonds may be one tasty way to reduce wrinkles? I'm Tara Collingwood, diet and nutrition expert. For more information, visit almonds.com.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's VITRAZZA.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
We're live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Cecchi today. Our next guest has been with us in the past, and the problem is that he hasn't been with us recently. And we had a lot of good times talking with him, and the first time I got a chance to meet him was at the Rio with their grand opening back in Las Vegas back in 1822. There weren't many lights back then. Joining us right now is, as Comedy Central says, one of the 100 greatest stand-up comedians of all time and author, my friend Louis Anderson. Hey, Louis, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Ron, how are you? I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. The last time we talked, we were talking about a comedy school that you were involved with. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I was doing a thing called boot camp.
Yeah, boot camp. Right.
Yeah, and I did it, and it was really good experience. I realized, though, that comics are difficult students. They don't really listen. They don't want to do what you want them to do. I mean, it was almost like looking at myself in the mirror.
That came as a surprise.
When I was doing it, I went, oh my God, what am I doing? Who do I think I am? I think it helped a few people. I won't say their names, but a few people have done it, have gone on to become quite successful.
Well, that's good. That's great.
That's what I'm glad about that.
Well, I think one of the other things we talked about, and it was a litany of things, was your other book about your dad. Wasn't it something about your father?
Dear Dad.
Yeah, Dear Dad. Yeah. And then there was one called
Letters.
Dumbo?
Yeah, Goodbye Jumbo.
Jumbo, Dumbo, yeah. Tomato.
That was, I was about being a fat kid, growing up a fat kid. And, yeah, then I did the F word, How to Survive Your Family.
Right, right.
And now I have Hey Mom, Stories I Told My Mom, but you can read them too.
Well, you know, I can't wait to talk about this because your portrayal of your mother, Christine Baskets, I mean, is, I want to say, very eerie a little bit, but also very cool. There's no question about it. And I want to talk about that because the book, I'm sure it was very therapeutic to write it, but you had, as you had with your dad, a lot of ups and downs with your parents, didn't you, Louis?
Yeah, you know, like, I think I just was trying to, like, search for that thing. You know, you grow up watching these iconic, you know, perfect families on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I got out of that was, wait a minute, this isn't all the families out there. Here's a family that you might not have seen before. So I think with my dad, you know, his alcoholism, with my mom, you know, I just didn't get a chance to ask her all the questions. Like, why'd you pick my dad? Why'd she stay with him?
Mm-hmm.
Why did she, you know, give my sister up to her sister to raise? Because she had so many kids, or she was overwhelmed. What was it? You know, just stuff like that. And also, I wish I would have become friends with her. In fact, I wrote this book while I was doing Baskets. And so what happened was, one day I came home and I go, I wonder if my mom was ever as happy as Christine Baskets was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I encourage people to get the book and give to their mom, but to include a letter from themselves in it.
Good idea.
You know, that they have. You know, I really think the book changed my whole feeling about my mom again.
Mm-hmm.
Made it her even a more. Here's my mom, by the way. She's right.
Oh,
in that
wow.
picture.
Well, beautiful lady. I went online today and saw some of the pictures of her that you have online too. You know, it's funny because I have a picture of my mom and dad, but since my first right hand person just left, I can't even show it to you. And they won't.
Yeah.
And they never listen to the show, so how would they know what's going on? Hey, Mom, Stories from My Mother, but you can read them too. I love the name of that. Did she get a chance to experience your success?
She did. You know, she got to see a lot of it because she was here till 1990.
I
did The Tonight Show. I did Rodney's special.
Mm-hmm.
I did all the TV shows that I was on. And also, she got to go to the White House because I performed for Reagan for the opening of the Lincoln, where Lincoln was shot, the
Ford Theater. Ford Theater. Yeah.
You know, they reopened it. They remodeled
yeah,
it, reopened
right.
it. And there was a celebration there, and then afterwards we went to the White House for a reception.
Mm-hmm.
It was an amazing experience for her to see that and for me to hopefully, you know, give her some satisfaction that what she did has paid off. And then with Christine, I mean, she really is the she's the archetype of that character, and I'm really lucky. I guess because I really wanted her to know how I felt and how much I appreciated her, and I did have the questions. So, you know, some people say why write books like that because it gives you some sad,
sure.
difficult things in them, but I say I'd like to have a complete life and. I like to try to help that person who's struggling out there.
Did your dad get to see some of your fame, Louis?
He did not. He came to a couple shows at the beginning, but he passed away. I started in 78, and at the end of 78 or early 79, he passed away. He was quite sick.
I think what you do is excellent. And I tell you what I equate it to, okay? Not to sound philosophical or make it sound like this is my Barbara Walters question, but when we used to watch the old detective shows like Jack Webb, these guys didn't have a life in the show. I mean, you saw they got
right.
up with a suit and tie and a suitcase. They went to bed with a suit and tie and a suitcase. Now when you see these different shows, you see behind the scenes. I think when it comes to somebody in the public eyes, especially a comedian, okay, where they're always on. See, I always say that the best guest that I could have is a comedian because they are always on. They're not an actor who sometimes knows the line, sometimes doesn't, so on and so forth. But to see somebody like yourself, who is so funny in concert, and then to know that it's a real person that feels pain just like all of us, I think is a nice dimension. I really do.
I mean, I think it is who I am, and I'm glad I am who I am. And I hope it makes people feel less alone, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm going for. I want people to laugh and have a good time and be good to themselves, really.
Yeah. How many dates are you doing on the road now?
Well, I mean, I used to...
Well, no, well, not now, but, you know, when,
yeah,
when things get back to normal.
Over 100, usually. Over 100. I still love stand-up, and I have a date. I don't know if I'll do it, because who knows if it'll work, but I have a corporate thing in Vegas, so I'm hoping that that...
Yeah.
Will materialize.
I have a date too, but don't tell my wife about it. It's kind of on the QT. Right? You know, it's funny though. You should mention the fact that you love being on the road. But I have to tell you, and I admire this again from comedians, is that unlike I'm a singer, I work with a 15-piece orchestra doing a review of Dick Clark's American Bandstand. When you screw up with 15 people behind you, you can kind of get away with it. Okay, when you are a comedian, you are there with no safety nets. You live and die every 4 seconds. To me, that is an extremely difficult profession and a real art.
Well, you know, you have to do this. You have to say to yourself, you have to, like, when you die up there, you have to make it seem like it doesn't matter, or admit to it right away and move on. Because the audience is rooting for you if they're a good audience. And I think probably the same with you. They want you to do well. Everybody's going to a performance almost always for a good outcome. And so I think you get a benefit, especially in stand-up, if they're your fans, especially. They're with you, and they'll laugh with you if you laugh at yourself being, you know, doing a bad joke or routine. It just happens.
One of the classic lines you told me one time, you were working someplace the day after you and I talked, and you said it was a tough audience last night. And I said, what goes through your mind when there's a tough audience? And you said, dinner.
It's true.
It's true.
I'm already thinking about what I'm having after I do this show.
You know,
I'm always thinking of food.
There is nothing funnier in a routine than the French fries in the back seat. You just reach in the back and get a... That's a great...
I'll tell you, it's true. Yeah, that's a good routine. That's an old routine.
That's an old routine.
That's one I should bring back.
Well, you know that I'm a fan there. Well, the name of the book, by the way, it's in paperback now, and it's called Hey Mom, Stories from My Mother, but you can read them too, and it's done by a real talented guy and a friend of ours for many, many years, Louie Anderson. Hey, Louie, next time you're down in the Orlando area, anywhere around Central Florida, let us know. We can break bread. We can break...
I'd love to.
We could break a lot of things, okay? We could break the bank.
We could break chairs.
We could break chairs, break tables.
That's what I always worry about. Yeah.
Louie, thanks for joining
us. Thanks so much.
Okay,
right.
Nice seeing you.
Take care.
Louie Anderson has been our guest. Great book.
Ron's.
Hey, Mom, Stories from My Mother. Great, great, great book from a talented and good friend of ours. Thank you very much, my friend.
Love you, Ron.
Love you too, pal.
Take care.
Okay, I always like when Louie's here. He's a funny guy. We are going to take a quick break, and I mean really quick, but stick around. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzing and blitzing and all his reindeers pulling on the rain.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And yes, this is the season to be jolly and giving toys to the tots during this holiday season. And you know that Christmas is just around the corner when my dear friend joins us every year about this time. We always look forward to having his company on the show. He is Lieutenant General Pete Osman from the United States Marine Corps talking about Toys for Tots. Hello, General. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Ron, and thank you so much for having me on again this year. I really appreciate it.
Hearing your voice is like hearing Santa Claus, okay? Really. You know, there are certain Christmas songs that you hear, and they think, wow, I think of Christmas when I think of that. When I hear Lieutenant General Pete Osman, I think, ah, Christmas must be around the corner. Don't ever call me in July because I won't know what to say to you.
Okay.
Back in 1947, when this all started, it becomes increasingly more difficult because supply and demand. We have an increase in requests for toys and a continued decline in toys donated because of the economy. This is a predicament for a demographic that we must make happy.
You've nailed it right down, Ron. There's no doubt about it. It has been challenging times. And were it not for the continued generosity of the American public and great corporate sponsors, we couldn't make it work. To be honest with you, over the last 5 years during the economic downturn, we've been blessed probably more than other charities, and that our revenue flow pretty much stayed fairly constant. In fact, we've probably increased it a little bit. But the challenge has been, and you hit it right on the head, is the increase in demand. I mean, when the Census Bureau tells you that over the last 4 years, 4 million more children are living at the poverty level, you know you got a problem. I mean, today, 16 million children live in poverty in our country, a tremendous increase just over the last couple of years. So with that increase, you're going to expect there's going to be an increase in demand for support. And that's what we're facing, and that's the challenge. And that's what's kind of heartbreaking sometimes. You know, you know that you've got a lot of folks out there supporting you. You know you got corporate sponsors behind you, and yet the demand continues to increase. That's why I get together with you each year, Ron, and ask you and your listeners to throw their support behind the program one more time to make that difference.
It's hard to believe that 16 million children are below the federal poverty line, and that's calculates one out of three children that live in families where neither parent has a full-time or year-round employment. This in America?
Yeah, that's it's hard to believe, but it's where we are now. The least we can do is try to make life a little more manageable for those families and certainly help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to the youngsters. Some charities rely on a great deal of money in order to make a difference. For Toys for Tots, you go out and you buy a toy for $10 or $15 and you have made a difference. I mean, you have truly made a difference in the life of a youngster. You know, not asking for a lot, just that one toy or that one online donation that can certainly help bring the joy of Christmas to a less fortunate child.
1947,
when the U.S. Marine Corps got involved with this. They delivered 5,000 toys to less fortunate children in just the Los Angeles area. Last year, over 750 communities in all 50 states to more than 7 million children annually. That is something that the United States Marine Corps and all the people who donated must be extremely proud of.
They should be. And I can tell you the Marine Corps is very, very proud of being able to have the opportunity to run the program. And Marines would be the first one to tell you that we couldn't do it without the support of the American public in donating the toys and the support that we get from tens of thousands of volunteers who come to the warehouses, help sort toys and help distribute them and that kind of thing. It really is a community action effort, which is really the purpose behind the program. And they turn out and do it. And that's what makes it, that's what makes this country so great. Nobody rallies around a cause like this, like the American public. And that's why this program works in this country.
You had told me something one time, though, General, that I always remember about people who donate used toys. And your answer was absolutely on the money. And that is, why would you belittle a child by giving them a used toy so that they would think that they weren't worth the value of something new?
That's exactly right. Ron, there's no doubt that there are folks out there that have got some toys that are really, you know, they may be used, but gently used and are good toys, but you just don't want to send a signal to a less fortunate child, like a second-hand toy, second-class citizen type thing. So we really do insist that it be a new toy and it can't be wrapped because we need to see what it is so we can tell what age and gender should receive the toy. It does really require the new toy in order to make the difference we're trying to make.
Some people are absolutely clueless as to how to get these toys to you.
Pretty simple. You'll find most of our collection boxes are located, you know, near malls and certainly near toy stores and that type of thing. In fact, as you mentioned, they've always got the collection barrels, a number of them in their stores. So, you know, when you buy a toy, just buy an extra one and drop it in one of our boxes. If you don't know where one of our collection boxes are located, you can go to our website, toysfortots.org. The local coordinator will have identified where the drop-off locations are in your particular town or city. If it's not convenient to go do the shopping and do the drop-off, then you can very easily go to our website, toysfortots.org, hit the donate button, and you can make an online donation, which we translate into toys. And I can tell your listeners, Ron, we are very, very effective and very efficient with the utilization of donated money. 97% of all monies we collect go for the purchase of toys. Only 3% is overhead, and that overhead is principally just fundraising costs. Not one dime that's donated goes to pay anybody's salary.
What is the last date that you can donate toys?
We'll take toys any time of the year. I mean, even if we get them literally at the 11th hour or after Christmas, you know, we put them in our inventory, and they provide a great start for the next year. Most local campaigns, however, will say, gee, we need to stop the collection of toys around the 20th of December in order to get full bore into distribution. So that's about the time you can expect in most campaigns. And obviously, monetary donations right up to the 11th hour. Probably every quarter, each coordinator in this country is going to get the 11 o'clock call on Christmas Eve saying, hey, we've identified a family that didn't put their name in the hopper but really need help. And, you know, he'll scurry around and you know, go to his warehouse, pick up the toys that he's got left, and make that last-minute distribution. So it's never too late, really, to donate a toy.
Well, General, it's always great talking to you. And I have this feeling that between now and Christmas, you and I are going to chat again. But I do bring up one thing to you that I always bring up every year. My dear partner and late friend, Ed McMahon, was a full bird colonel in the United States Marine Corps, and he never, ever liked when I said retired. I understand that once you are a Marine, you are always a Marine. When I see R-E-T next to your name, I am assuming that's a typographical error.
Yeah. Officially, I guess I'm, you know, retired from active duty, but never retired.
Okay. Well, General, thank you for joining us, and we'll chat with you soon. And, of course, anything we can do, our hat's in the ring. You know that.
Ron, thanks again.
Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, United States Marine Corps, and we're talking about Toys for Tots. The Corps has been doing this since 1947, and they've done a sensational job. And we give all of our appreciation to the United States Marine Corps for this tremendous cause that they handle every year and have been for 74 years. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest from a community north of Detroit, Michigan. It's believed to be the first time the parents of a school shooter in America have been brought up on criminal charges themselves, but James and Jennifer Crumbly are now in custody after they were found in what the Oakland County Sheriff describes as an art facility, but he says they were clearly trying to hide out. But teamwork ended up finding them.
We were confident we'd be able to find them in short order, and because of that teamwork, we did.
The couple accused of buying the gun that their 15-year-old son Ethan Crumbly allegedly used to kill four classmates and wound seven other people in a shooting a few days ago. With continued concerns of Russia's building up forces along the Ukraine border, President Biden and the Russian President Vladimir Putin are now set to speak on a video call on Tuesday. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
G Live all across the USA and around the world. You know, every year, and this has kind of been a tradition in our house, we have been really looking forward and enjoying the Great Christmas Light Fight, which, of course, has been going on, my calculations are right, I think 8 or 9 years. And it is always a fun thing. I'm totally amazed at how much effort these people put into these homes. It's almost too tough to be a judge. It really is. And we have someone here who is always welcome on our show. He's a great guy. He really is. You've seen him on Trading Spaces, Red and Hot and Green, Million Dollar Rooms, Celebrity Motor Homes. Our friend Carter Osterhaus. Hi, Carter. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good, Ron. How you doing, buddy? Thanks for having me on.
It's always good when you're here, and I got to tell you, as I mentioned in the introduction, love the show. I mean, this has got to be, of all the things that you do, and I know you do, you know, a ton of stuff, and you equally enjoy it, but this has got to be a real treat, because you bring happiness. It's just a different aura from the rest of the year, not just this year, any year.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a great show. When I signed up for the show, I didn't realize that it would be, I mean, look, we're shooting our 9th season this year.
Wow.
And to think that any show can go that long, it's shocking. But it's such a fun show to shoot. And I'll tell you why, because every year we get new displays. We get creative people that are out there that are just, you know, rocking and rolling in all the right direction as far as Christmas displays. And they're doing stuff that we've never seen before. And that's the fun part of the show, because it's always new. It never feels old or stale. It's a great holiday fun show, especially this time of year.
Well, you know, I think that a lot of people would share your opinion. Like, how do you get seasons out of this? You can only, you know, show Santa Claus and the snowman so many times. But these people are like geniuses. They could open an amusement park. They could be Universal Studios or Disney World. You know, the funny thing about this is, you mentioned before you didn't know how many seasons was going to go when you signed up. A good friend of mine who has a production company in Orlando was one of the production companies that were, you know, scheduled on the first year to go out to certain cities to film it. And he said the same thing to me. He said, I don't know how long this is going to last. You know, the job's a job. But man, oh man, it's a great show. And obviously the success is unbelievable. Now, how in the world, Carter, do you make a decision on this? Because these people are putting their heart and soul. They start this thing like January 2nd for next year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, you're right. And especially this year, because during the time of COVID, I feel like people were home more often. So a lot more people were decorating this year because they wanted to do something around their house. They wanted to do something different and they wanted to really get after it. So some of the displays we see are again, they're really well thought out, and they're bigger, they're brighter, they're more creative than we've ever seen before. And to judge is never easy, because when I first started the show, I thought somebody else would tell me what, you know, who was going to win. And sure enough, I have to make that choice myself. And that's so difficult. It's really challenging. And you have to sort of go through the randomness of what is unique, what is creative, what is aesthetically pleasing about these designs. So the one thing that I do know is that every year the lights, the displays, they get bigger and they get brighter. We kind of knew that would happen, but they get better. And when you see a design that is really curtailed to an experiential space, that's when you know somebody's, you know, they're hitting all the right notes. They're making sure that theirs is great.
You mentioned something about judging. I judged not too many things, okay? In fact, now that I think about it, I don't think I've judged anything in my life. But I've been the host of a lot of things like Battle of the Bands, Beauty Contest, you know, Miss Orlando, Miss Pennsylvania, that kind of stuff. And I always tell people I would rather be the MC than to be the judge, because being the MC is easy. Being the judge and stuff, you know, I always lean on the fact that some schmo, you know, 50, 60 years ago that saw Elvis Presley perform said, you better go back to driving a truck. So you right. really never right. know what the deal is when you're judging it. And that's a tough, tough job. This $50,000 that they compete to win, I would imagine in a lot of cases, a majority of that money goes back into next year.
Oh, absolutely. I think we're going to have to start upping the ante of the $50,000 because it seems like, you know, that money, though that money is a lot, they still, the trophy and the sincerity of people actually winning and getting that trophy, that's what just you know, sort of, that's what makes it all for them. You know, when people get that trophy, that's what they're really excited about. I mean, the money, trust me, is great too, and they're not going to, you know, give it to somebody else. But you're right. A lot of it just goes back into it, and that's the reason these people put on these displays is because it's, you know, it's for their community. They're doing it for all the right reasons. Especially this year that we're during, you know, during this time, it's what people want to see. It's like we will get back to some normalcy soon in the world, and seeing Christmas and seeing the lights, that nostalgia that we have year after year, you know, we don't want to lose that. And I feel like this, that's why the show is so timely right now. And that's the great part for me to be a part of the show.
Out of curiosity, has there ever been a situation where you went back to a former contestant but not necessarily a winner?
I have. Absolutely, I have. And I just did last year. My wife was shooting a show, a movie, in Oklahoma. And we went back to the house just because I wanted to show her because I thought it was really cool. Unfortunately, they didn't win. But I did see the homeowners, and I talked to them, and I brought my daughter there, and, you know, she was all excited and stuff. And you know, I've had people on social media send me who have been on the show before, and or they'll, you know, DM me or whatever, and they'll just say, hey, you know, we were on the show and you picked the right one. And, you know, I'm sure not everybody thinks that, but it's really fun to see that, you know, people are just, they're in the spirit. They're, yeah. A lot of times you talk to people and they're genuinely happy to be on the show because they know that they're contributing in a way that, you know, is, again, for, it's kind of for all the right reasons.
Sure. The six installments, how many contestants totally compete, Carter?
So each episode we have four contestants, so four families. So we run to four different locations around the U.S., and then we run back to the winner and, you know, let them know that they've won. So it's a total of four families for each episode.
And how do you become eligible? I mean, obviously you get a plethora of mail or contacts or something to be a part of the season. How do you pick the ones?
You kind of think you're going to run out, but you don't. I feel like lots of times people will put their stuff up on social media, on YouTube, and our casting will go out. They'll find them. People submit to us, to the production company, which is Fremantle and or ABC. And, you know, they'll find out, and then we will find them. And the cool thing about it is that we've seen that this year, which we're shooting again our ninth season, that we're seeing people that started watching the show in season three or season four, and they're now competing on the show.
Wow.
And you realize you're creating this movement of this subculture of people who are really getting involved and trying to figure out how to, you know, make a great display. And that's really fun just to know that you're a part of it.
And a good production company, too. Fremantle does a good job in anything that they do. They're very,
absolutely,
very proficient. I mean, they really are. And when you tape it, I mean, the turnaround time has got to be very quick from when you tape it to when you air it.
Well, so we did tape the season that's airing right now. We taped this all last year.
Oh, okay.
So we do tape it a year in advance. We didn't always do that. 1 year we ended up shooting two seasons. But now we're able to shoot a year in advance, so we can get pretty close to shooting up until Christmas, but that stuff is not going to run until next year. So the stuff that you're seeing now, there's a lot more hugging, there's a lot more, okay, you know, embracing and high-fiving that you probably wouldn't see during this time. But the show that's going to air next year, you know, it's still about the lights, and you're not going to notice any difference.
Cool. Well, the big show, the great Christmas light fight with our friend Carter Osterhaus. Hey, Carter, I want to wish you and your family a very, very Merry Christmas, and I look forward to your return, and even before Christmas time. Okay, my friend?
Oh, I appreciate that. It's always fun to be on your show. Thanks again. Have a great holiday. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Stay safe, Carter. Thank you so much. Our guest has been Carter Osterhaus, a good friend of the show, and again, the Great Christmas Light Fight. Well, I love that program. It really puts the spirit of Christmas in you, and now in its ninth season. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal. And talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We're back live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today. Well, we're going to go to a Christmas tree farm right now on the show because it's time now to get our Christmas trees. And I got to tell you, I saw a statistic and I thought, wow, this is unbelievable. 90% of people who went from artificial Christmas trees to real Christmas trees in 2020 is because they just wanted a new real tree rather than an artificial. 90% of the people. Joining us right now are two people who would know all about this. First of all, the individual that is known as the Dude Dad, and of course he's a TV host of Super Dad, and also a woman who knows her stuff. She is the third generation and co-owner of the Northern Family Farms, the largest Christmas tree farm in Wisconsin. Joining us right now is Ashley Aull and Taylor Colmes. Taylor, Ashley, welcome to the show.
And thanks
for having us.
Thank you.
Now, are we on a Christmas tree farm right now?
We're on a Christmas tree lot.
Yes.
In Fort Collins, Colorado right now.
Surrounded by lots of luscious Christmas trees, and it smells fantastic.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you something. I'm going to confess to you that I have an artificial tree, but I'm changing that.
No,
I'm telling you. No, wait a minute. After I read this, I'm thinking to myself, this is what I want to do, because you bring up such great points. First of all, family memories, all right? I remember distinctly with my mom and dad going to buy a Christmas tree, and then I did it with my two sons. And then, you know, and the one thing that's really lacking is not only those memories, but also the smell of Christmas trees. What a great way and a tradition to return to. Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, the reality is that, you know, the artificial trees are, they just want to be a real tree, but they're not a real tree. They're never going to be a real tree. They're not going to ever look as good. They're never going to smell as good. And you're also not going to get the same memories that you get when you buy a real Christmas tree, when you take the whole family out and go out to the Christmas tree lot to pick out the Christmas tree. And that's really what it's all about.
Well, you know, there are memories with an artificial tree, and that's taking them down from the attic and dusting them off. It's not good memories. Believe me when I tell you, it's not good memories. The memories with the real trees is what really counts. Now, is there a shortage of Christmas trees this year? Is that true, or is that just another way to, you know, make us feel bad about what's happened in the past 18 months with this pandemic and shortages of everything?
Well, that's a really good question. And I would say that it's pretty well overblown. There is a little change in supply, and mostly you're going to see maybe a difference in varieties that might be available across the region, or even different sizes. But I think so long as consumers are really flexible in terms of maybe they're not going to find the exact tree that they're used to finding at the exact same place this year. But if they're a little bit flexible, if they're shopped early, they're going to get all the selection and find the perfect tree for their family.
Now, Ashley, you're the third generation of Christmas tree farmer in the great state of Wisconsin. Now, how long does it take to grow a Christmas tree? I'm sure the size has a lot to do with it, but a normal-sized Christmas tree, how long does it take?
Sure, that is the number one question I get as a Christmas tree grower, and the answer is a very long time. So for a 7 to 8 foot Christmas tree, it takes about 8 to 10 years to grow.
Whoa.
And depending on location, where you are, the variety, some varieties grow really fast, some grow a little slower. You've got to be, when we plant in 2021, it actually is 2031 before we're able to harvest that tree.
Oh, my. I can believe that. I had no idea. Does it affect the environment at all?
Real Christmas trees are actually farm grown. So we are planting these trees as though they were the pumpkin that you carve at Halloween, and they're grown for the specific purpose of harvesting the tree. And as a part of our family farm's production, we're constantly replanting trees. So for every tree that we harvest, we're planting one or two trees in its place.
And I think the other thing to remember, too, is that it comes from the ground and it goes straight back into the ground. So Christmas trees are 100% biodegradable. They're not like an artificial tree that is going to sit in a landfill and take, you know, decades to break down.
Yeah. Now, one other interesting note, I think, is the fact that these trees are sometimes cut down relatively early in the year, not just around Christmas time. How do you watch for that so by the time you get them, they're still fresh?
Christmas trees are actually very resilient. So we do cut Christmas trees all throughout the fall season, but we store them in shaded places or in nice cool buildings, and Christmas trees will actually heal over on the bottom of the tree, and that's why it's so important for you to make that fresh cut so that when you get it into the house, it's able to take water up again, and that's how you can keep your tree fresh each year.
Do you have to put something other than just water in? I've heard people put baking soda in, some other stuff. Is that necessary?
I recommend just straight old water.
Water. You know, I can remember as a child, and it kind of evolved into my adulthood, where I used to see the tree out by the curb after the holiday and feel depressed. I felt sorry for the tree because, you know, 10 minutes earlier it was shining in our living room and the next thing it's at the curb. Very sad. You become very emotionally attached to these things.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, I think that's just sort of a part of the life cycle of the tree. But the cool thing is that they can be used for mulch, and a lot of cities have, you know, pickups and things like that, that they'll pick them up and take them and turn them straight into mulch so that they can be reused again. So it's a recyclable product, and, you know, I can feel good about that. But more so just knowing that it'll go back into the earth and we're not having this big impact on the environment.
Now, a tree farm like you have there in Wisconsin, at any given time, how many trees are there?
Well, we plant a couple hundred thousand trees a year, but the industry is planting a ton of trees. And it's not just my little farm that's doing this. It's farms all across North America that are helping bring Christmas, the magical Christmas. I'm a tiny part of it.
I tell you something, I couldn't agree with you more. I love it. And I remember one year I went up to Missouri where my son lives, and we actually went out in the snow in a truck in the field and cut down a tree, and I'll always remember that. But from here on out, I'm going to go to the retailer and doing it because it was cold and there was a lot of snow.
Get experience.
Shopping experience for everyone.
Oh, yeah, you got to do it. We look like Christmas vacation. It was a great experience. Where can we go for more information about how to find a real Christmas tree for the holidays?
You can go to itschristmaskeepitreal.com to find a local Christmas lot near you.
I love it. It's Christmas. Keepitreal.com. That's great. Well, Taylor and Ashley, I want to thank you so much for joining us. This has been a memory-filled little session that we've had here, and I'm going to go out this weekend and get myself a real tree and get that smell back in the house.
Sounds awesome.
Love it. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Our guests have been two people who really know their Christmas trees, and that is Ashley Aul, who is a third-generation Christmas tree farmer, and Taylor Colmes, who is, of course, known as the Dude Dad and the host of TV Super Dad. Go out and get a tree. Get a real one. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Zedgy today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank Louis Anderson for joining us this first hour, Lieutenant General Pete Osman from the United States Marine Corps, Carter Osterhaus, one of the MCs and judges of the Great Christmas Light Fight on ABC, and Ashley All and Taylor Colmes from a live tree farm out there in the Midwest. Next hour, from Twisted Sister, Dee Snider has a Christmas song that he's going to premiere on the show. Cindy Lauper will be joining us, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary, and Dr. Amna Hussein talking about how to cope with COVID during the holidays. And that's next hour with Ron Zedgy today.